So there are quite a few points in there to address. I think starting with the first one, the Yes Movement is an extremely broad movement. To name but a few of the official supporters, you also have the Scottish National Party, but you now have about 30%, close to 30% of Scottish Labour who are disenfranchised with Westminster who are voting yes. You have the Greens, you have English for Independence, you have a great many grassroots movements across Scotland who are not narrowly defined by something called nationalism. And it's absolutely true that the Westminster system has failed, and it's really all of this debate about democracy first and foremost, and therefore the decisions that stem from that. After a yes and a no vote, you can vote for whichever party you like, whether they be very right-wing or otherwise. But it's about democracy actually functioning. I think that democracy has failed the north of England too. Voters in the north of England are just as much disenfranchised. But this is the only route that gets us out of that. Otherwise we have to keep our fingers crossed that we don't have a Cameron or even Boris Farage government in 2015, because you know that could happen. That's not the direction we want to go in as a nation. So it's a very grassroots, broad spectrum movement, not narrowly defined by nationalism, is my opinion, and it's about democracy.
Very quickly, just to let you understand, Business for Scotland is an independent membership network. It's not funded by or affiliated to the SNP or the Yes campaign. Our 2,500 members are business owners. It's not their employees that are members of Business for Scotland. It's them as individuals that are members of Business for Scotland. So we are absolutely straight down the line apolitical when it comes to the facts and the figures that we share. As a business owner, I have more clients in England and Wales than I do in Scotland. My clients in Sheffield want to come with us. My clients in Wales are desperate for a precedent. What I would like to see as a result of a yes vote on the 18th of September is that the rest of the UK, and by that I mean in particular London and the South East, gets the kick up the arse that it needs to actually start improving welfare, caring for children, looking out for the most vulnerable in our society, and making it fairer and more equal across the board.
Gary's asked us, because of time, to sum up on finish on this question and make a few wee summary remarks. Can I just say, Job, you're perfectly entitled to your opinion, there's no doubt about that. You've listened to the meeting tonight, you've had more of an opportunity than other speakers had of developing your point, so I think that was very open and democratic. I think, however, you're guilty of being patronising and insulting. I'll tell you why, Jordan, because you have labelled those of us in this room who believe that Scotland is a democratic nation as nationalists. I'm an internationalist, brother, and I'll always be an internationalist. I'm an internationalist in the same cloth, I try and follow the giants of socialism, like John McLean, who stood for a Scottish Workers' Republic, one of the greatest internationalists ever lived in this planet. So I'll take no lectures or lessons from anyone who tries, dares to come here tonight and say that some group that I've never heard of in Norway or some group that I've never heard of in Greece also supports independence, when you're standing there supporting a no vote alongside UKIP, the BNP, the Orange Order, and what reaction is. The reactionaries, as far as I am concerned, are those who wish to deny Scotland its democratic right. We are not nationalists, we're democrats, brothers and sisters. That's what we're asking for. Basic democracy. I want to address this point that Kim made about getting the message out there. Can we be confident? Brothers and sisters, they try and tell us we've no chance. Then opinion polls come out which show that we have got a chance. So they try and block them. They try and distort them. They try and throw other bits of dust in your eyes. We have to use meetings like this. We have to use word of mouth. We have to use social media. There's a wee pamphlet I'm going to ask you to consider getting a hold of tonight called Hope Over Fear. This is a wee pamphlet that was written on the back of a speech I gave in Kirkcaldy on the 23rd of January. It was filmed and put up on YouTube. 140,000 views on YouTube for a speech in Scotland. I mean, see that? That shows you the thirst that exists for the arguments for change. The arguments for independence. Please take the opportunity. Purchase a wee pamphlet, it's only a pound. Use the arguments in there to convince your family, your friends, your neighbours. Brothers and sisters, we can win this. I think the arguments you've heard tonight from Katrina and from Michelle have shown quite clearly that we are smart enough, that we are rich enough. The only question is, are we courageous enough? Yeah. Finishing this wee story, brothers and sisters. The 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, the 12-year-olds, the grandkids. 10 years from now, Scotland's voted no. And those 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds are struggling to get a job. They're living in a country that doesn't have a public health service any longer. They're living in a country that doesn't have a free education service. They're living in a country that's even more socially divided than it is just now. They're living in a very dark society. And they're saying to you as a grandparent, can you lend them the money? Because they want to emigrate. They want to go somewhere else to try and get a job. And they say to you as a grandparent, Grandad, how did you vote in the big referendum? And you are very, very nervous. You're very, very disappointed with yourself because you voted no. And by this time you've realised the humongous mistake that you've made. And you say to that grand Wayne, son, I'm sorry, I voted no. And that Wayne looks at you in the eyes and says, Granda, why? Why did you vote no? And you look at that Wayne and you say, because I didn't like Alex Salmon. That Wayne looks up at you and says, who? Who? That's the reality of this question, brothers and sisters. Please, nothing to do with party politics, nothing to do with Salmon, SNP or anybody like that. It's to do with you, your children, your grandchildren. Please, don't regret what you're going to do on the 18th of September. On the 19th, let's all celebrate together. Because we've shown that we did have the courage to become a nation once again. Thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm conscious of the time here. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for coming to Cumbernauld Old Theatre. And please, put your hands together for Katrina, Michelle, Liam, and Tommy Sheridan.